Good morning.
Good morning.
On Sunday, July 31st, 23 youth and 7 adults left Oakland Airport for Seattle and then Omak, Washington. Annika, Ivy, Tess, and I were in that group, which we affectionately call the God Squad. We spent Monday through Friday repairing barbed wire fences at the Wilson Family Ranch near Omak. Miles of fence on their property of 25,000 acres were damaged by a wildfire 2 years ago. We worked with members of the Wilson family and their friends and repaired approximately 4.5 miles of fence. When we weren't working in the Washington Sun, we were staying at the River of Life Church in Omak. We discussed themes and ideas, including our passions, blazing but not consumed, Pentecost, ashes, and resurrection. On Thursday night, Dayton, a Native American storyteller, told us tales of fire, music, and mosquitoes. We also had time to worship with the people of St. Andrews in Seattle and to rest and relax at a lake house shared with us by a parishioner there. It was an incredible week of community building, exploring, and hands-on learning. I'll let Ani, Ivy, and Tess tell you more.
The Wilson Family Farm was a beautiful location, regardless of whether we volunteered there or not. The area was beautiful, as well as the people we came into acquaintance with. On the first day that we arrived, I asked myself, what could this beautiful geographical site be lacking? When it became apparent that the work we had cut out for us was not, in fact, lounging on the porch with a cup of lemonade, I realized that not only did the Wilson family depend on our labor tremendously, they were also in need of a new foundation. When the term foundation is used in biblical context, an example that personally comes to mind is found in the book of Luke, when Jesus is describing the way in which he did not arrive on earth to bring peace, but to perform the very opposite and wreak havoc in a positive way on the society that he lived in. In the specific context, the word foundation can be described as getting rid of something old and replacing it with something new. This quote directly applies to the work that we did on the Wilson family farm in the literal sense. The fundamental task that all of us youth partook in was the process of building fences. The fences were damaged and badly burned due to recent wildfires, whereas we worked for 5 long days in contribution to the sole purpose of reestablishing the fences. We replaced the old fence wiring with new fence wiring. We took down something old and replaced it with something new. Throughout the 5 days that we worked, I constantly questioned why we had to start from complete scratch. That wasn't until the end of the week when I actually saw how many miles of fencing we completed and how much progress was made. In the same passage that was mentioned previously in the book of Luke, Jesus was lecturing his people, in which he said something along the lines of, "You people can easily decide if the weather is changing, but can't see the changes occurring in our world." I personally find this quote relatively off-putting because it can be interpreted countless ways, so I decided to personally analyze it. I analyzed this quote in which I thought of social constructs and the human tendency to find comfort in the things that are controllable and familiar to us. For example, this can be applied to our trip in a rural sense. In my opinion, I think that a large contribution to the relentless exhaustion and at times bad attitude towards fence work was the fact the fences were burnt down by a product of nature, therefore making it uncontrollable to a certain extent. The fact that the damage was caused by a natural disaster faced us with an unpredictable situation in which we didn't know how bad the damage was, leading to the question of how long we would be working. While the fence building was a tremendous amount of work that a majority of us had never taken on, the work that we did taught us a lesson to appreciate what we were doing in the moment and to not dwell on what was to come. For me personally, I think that the trip was very freeing and allowed me to build character and learn more about myself as a person, how I respond to certain situations and interact with other people. Thank you.
When we first stepped out of our cars into the breathtaking heat and view of the ranch in Okanagan, my very first thought was that nowhere we could have arrived could have been more different than my hipster suburban home in Berkeley, California. The hills rolled, the sun blazed, and nowhere could I see a house, let alone the urban sprawl that I'm so used to. This thought stuck with me throughout the entire trip. Everything around me was such a drastic change. But I needed that change. This led me to my take on the similarity between our trip and our reading. In this reading, Jesus is bringing fire to the earth and peace through division. In his mission to show people a new way of life, bring peace, and give people the idea of Christianity, he has to entirely switch around, make different, if you will, the lives of those unfamiliar with those ideas. In a way, we were very similar to the people that Jesus was trying to change. Again, in our reading, Jesus brought peace through division. We got through that same kind of division and were changed. We had something come upon us and flip our world upside down. We had something to give us a reminder that not everyone lives like us and that our lifestyle is extremely different compared to those of the ranch that we worked at. Another aspect of that was how much more involved and intense life was at the ranch. In fact, where we are now is ridiculously tame compared to where we were in Okanagan. I mean, in terms of basic needs, we don't have to work for our food. While we're worrying if our phone charged over the night, they're worrying about a life-threatening wildfire that could swoop in at any moment. I realized over the trip along with this how much effort and intensity was put into life, just regular life, at the ranch. Think about it this way. That farm-to-table beef you had last week was surrounded by 30 miles of hand-built fence that was burned down last summer. And believe me, we've seen what it takes to maintain even a small bit of fencing on a ranch like the one that we visited. On another note, and one that resonated with me deeply, the teenagers that live on the ranch have a vastly different life than ours. They have to keep up with the daily life at school, home, and the ranch that goes along with fencing, animals, and the weather. I couldn't possibly imagine having to, wake up to feed the pig. The intense labor that's so deeply ingrained into these kids' lifestyles seems so strange to us. Yet still, despite the differences, I started to see this kind of life as normal. Getting back to our reading, the different and seemingly abnormal way of life becoming regular to me is totally a reflection of Jesus' mission. By bringing discord through us, the different lifestyle, he brought harmony for us, realizing what a different life is like. Jesus' mission was a little different than what we experienced, sure. He, as one person, was specifically trying to change the views of a people. We, as a group, were not confronted by a single person or even anyone or anything with a mission. We were the ones that got ourselves out to Okanagan and up at 6 to work under the boiling summer sun. Regardless, the same lesson was shown in our own lives, and we all got to experience something life-changing in Okanagan.
Life in OMAC is different from ours. They are up close and personal with things that are often foreign to us. For instance, when we think of a drought in the Bay Area, we think of unwatered lawns and shorter showers. In OMAC, it can mean that you need to go buy food for your cattle. It can mean that you can't drive to certain parts of your property because the grass is so dry that you could start a fire simply by driving over it. When natural disasters occur, we all worry about our friends and our family, just as the Wilsons do. We worry about our house and our car, but not many of us worry about our job. But the Wilsons, they take care of cattle, cattle that are very vulnerable to their environment. The cattle don't know what to do when a fire occurs. They only see that it forever changes where they live. Jesus was like a wildfire. He swept through the world with the word of God, and people were terrified. He did not follow the rules of his time. He divided families and changed people's lives. We as Christians are what he left behind. In this world, so long after Jesus came, it is important to be able to understand the incredible impact he had. His mark is still here on this world, and it is our job as Christians to interpret it to interpret his work in the present. In our short time in OMAC, each person worked roughly 25 hours that week. If you multiply that by the 30 people who volunteered on that farm, on the mission trip, that's 750 hours of work that our group completed. Bobby, Dick, and Terry are in charge of building the fences on the farm, and more often than not, they're the only people working on fencing. If the three of them worked 9 to 5 every day with a 1 hour lunch break, it would have taken them roughly 35 days to complete the 4 miles of fence we completed in a week. As a group, we all worked very hard to help the Wilsons. It is an amazing feeling to know that when you work as a group, you can build great things that can help the family with their day-to-day life.
As you have heard, we all had an incredible week and a half in Washington. We were covered in dirt from working on the fences. We somehow got up at 6 a.m. every work morning. We swam in an alkaline lake, which supposedly has healing powers. We laughed, we learned, we listened and spoke. We rode in pickup trucks on country roads and made friends with people from backgrounds similar and different from ours. I had to have my phone, unplugged from technology and lived into life without Instagram and Snapchat. We saw clear examples of how scripture comes to life outside of our daily routines. I am incredibly proud of the work these youth did and the ideas they shared over the past week and a half. I learned so much from them and everyone we met. Thank you all for your support in the countless ways that equipped us for this trip. We couldn't have done it without you. I hope this has given you a glimpse of the spirit of our immersion trip, the wisdom of our young people here, and their incredible hearts.